Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
What we do is who we are. Whether you're a nurse, a carpenter, a truck driver, or a salesperson, our work defines us. And when we can do what we love and help others at the same time, that's when you know you've found a rewarding career. The Alabama Department of Labor is committed to helping you get there with on-the-job training, work-based learning, apprenticeships, and more. So when you're ready to begin your next career, ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this because just like you, we have what it takes.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Rich Thomas Weather. They're brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If you have plans tonight, we should stay dry until, I think, well after midnight. The chance of showers will start to come back into the area. Overnight low temperature down to about 56. Then for tomorrow night and Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms appear likely from time to time. It's not going to rain all the time. Near 70 for a high Sunday, mid-70s on Monday, and then we'll be back in the low 80s on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. The movie I just mentioned is called The Book of Daniel, and it came out 2013. Now, there's a version out there that has Mandy Patinkin, who you may remember as Inigo from The Princess Bride. This isn't that one. This is a different one. And it's pretty good. It's very straight you know, to the Bible. My favorite of all those has got to be Joseph. And Joseph is like a story of Jesus Christ, a mini version of Christ, and his faith is just, you know, it's funny because today I was praying for faith, the faith of Joseph. After everything he went through, he didn't complain, he didn't curse God, he didn't say, why are you putting me in prison when you know I didn't do anything? He just believed, and it all worked out. He became the second most powerful man in the most powerful country in the world at that point, Egypt.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. And I love that story.
And another story, too, is Abraham. Abraham was actually a friend of God.
Is he the one that wrestled with God?
No, that was Jacob.
I get him confused.
He was trying to straighten Jacob out, because Jacob's name means liar. He was such a liar and a liar.
Really?
He had to straighten him up.
Yeah.
You know. And
go ahead. What are your thoughts on that?
And make him cripple. You know.
Why is he such a big fan of yours? I mean, why are you such a big fan of his, I should say?
Oh, you mean Abraham?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was he was born and raised in a heathen nation.
Yeah,
they actually came from they got a Hittite background. As a matter of fact, you know, the nations that Israel had to commit genocide against was some of his seed.
Wow.
Yeah, like the Moabites.
The Moabites.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep. Yeah, that was one of the boys that Lot had by his daughters.
Ah.
That's where that race come from.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And plus the Nephilim, you know, had entered into that Moabite bloodline. And
Nephilim.
And that was really why an Israeli woman couldn't marry a Moabite man. It was because of that. But an Israeli man could marry a Moabite woman.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Right.
Another good movie is the Book of John. I love the character of Jesus in that movie. It's really, really good. What I want to know is, and I'm going to ask when I get to heaven, is what was Jesus writing in the ground? You know, they said he had a stick and was scribbling and writing something in the dirt when they brought that prostitute before her.
He was probably writing the names of the ones that were...
Throwing stones.
Yeah, they had been with her.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'd like to know.
Yeah. Who knows?
I know. He knows. I'm going to ask him when I get to heaven. I can't wait. When it comes to information, where do you go, folks? I mean, who can you trust to supply the truth to you in unedited form? You know, I'm talking obviously about the Internet, and that's the platform of choice when seeking the truth. So which sites do you know that you can trust? As you should know by now, Snopes is a far-left team of sexual deviants skilled at misdirection. You should avoid Snopes at all costs. What about Wikipedia? Wikipedia indeed. It's generally thought of as an open, transparent, and mostly reliable online encyclopedia, but upon closer inspection, this is not the case. In fact, the English Wikipedia, with its 9 billion worldwide page views per month, is governed by just 500 active administrators whose real identity remains unknown. Moreover, studies have shown that 80% of all Wikipedia content is written by just 1% of its editors, which again amounts to just a few hundred mostly unknown people. Obviously, such a non-transparent and hierarchical structure is susceptible to corruption and manipulation, the notorious paid editors hired by corporations being just one example. In 2007, researchers found that the CIA and FBI employees were editing WikiLeaks articles on controversial topics, including the Iraqi War, 9/11, and Guantanamo military prison. Can't trust Wikipedia, folks.
Hmm.
And also in the same year, 2007, researchers found that one of the most active and influential English Wikipedia administrators, someone known as Slim Virgin, was in fact a former British intelligence informer. How about that? A highly prolific editor going by the name of Philip Cross turned out to be linked to UK MI6. How about that? So, folks, they're using all these against us. They're taking advantage of our lust for the truth, and they're misdirecting us. And I tell you something our own government does. Let me tell you, it's known as indirect secrecy. I don't know if you've ever heard of that term. It's the term that basically protects the deep state. Indirect secrecy is engineered so as to make it difficult, if not impossible, for the general population to understand what's happening around us. That would be within our government, the economy, financial markets. Now, indirect secrecy includes monetary and fiscal policy, making sure you do not have accessible central bank and government financial disclosure so you can understand how the money works. It also includes outsourcing government operations and intelligence to private corporations. These private corporations are not bound by Freedom of Information Act. They don't legally have to show us what they're doing because they're not technically part of the government. They engineer secret agreements, transactions through international institutions, and it makes it a challenge to understand how so much of this is kept secret. Once you understand the mechanics and infrastructure, however, that engineers this growing divide between official reality and reality, the world we're living in today starts to make a lot more sense. Yeah, there's all kind of different methods they use, which I guess you could call it a gray area technically, but it's not really a gray area. It's wrong, because this is supposed to be of, by, and for the people government, but it's no longer that way, folks, in case you haven't noticed. It's not about us. It's about them switching our Constitution. It's about us being under admiralty law. It's about using our, I guess, labor potential. Same thing Hitler did right after World War I when he came in power. He basically bartered the energy potential of the German people to power the Reichsmark. That's what made it be valuable again. He used the labor of the German people to build the Autobahn, to build all this stuff, to basically start up all his war stuff. You know, I've been listening to a very good, how should I put this? It's a Panzer, it's a colonel who commanded a Panzer regiment in World War II, and he had a diary. And it's a guy reading his diary. It's fascinating. Yes, so many of those, the Germans, the high-up German commanders, they weren't really sure exactly what the heck was going on most of the time. They didn't know if they were on maneuvers, if they were really at war. It gives you a whole different look at World War II. Because, you know, we have a certain version we've been taught about how Hitler was the most evil man ever walked the planet. I don't think he was. I think he was pretty evil, but I think Stalin was probably more evil than Hitler was.
Yeah.
And they always talk about how he killed 6 million Jews. Well, he killed about 20 million people. 14 million of them were not Jews. They don't talk about that. A lot of people lost their lives, not just Jewish people. A lot of people lost their lives. Terrible, terrible.
Well, actually, he treated the Jews like animals, you know, like they were caged animals. I guess that's what made it so bad.
True, and I've seen the trial, Nuremberg trial, when they were talking to the accountant, and he was like, he was happy. He said, well, we increased our productivity. I mean, he looked at the Jewish people as numbers.
Right.
We went from this percent to this percent. It only cost us, you know, 2.3 cents per unit. He never would say person, because they looked at them as less than people.
Mm-hmm. Creep. And what really got me was the pile of tooth they had on the floor.
Oh, God. Get the gold out?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Band of Brothers. I don't know if you've ever seen that. I've got the collection, the DVD collection, and I watch it probably once every 2 weeks because it puts things into perspective of what 16, 17, 18, 19-year-old kids did to save this country in World War II. When they go and also listen to how we, what was the fat guy's name, the second-in-command head of the Luftwaffe?
Hermann Göring.
Göring. I listened to how we captured him. And in Band of Brothers, they go into Göring's home, and he's got this underground, and this is all true, this underground thing with, I forget how many thousands of bottles of different wine, champagne, just best of everything. Yeah, this is what always happens. I don't care if they go into this, we're going to control the world in the best way possible. You know, man's inherent sinfulness always comes out, an absolute control, absolute power corrupts absolutely. You've never heard truer words than that, because they do. These people just, they lose it. Göring was the same way. You know, Göring, he believed that he could talk to Eisenhower and get it all straightened out there at the end. That's what he was telling. Well, Hitler supposedly had killed himself, so I forget who he turned it all over to, but Goering didn't get along with one of the other ones, the one, the propaganda one, whatever his name was.
Goebbels.
They hated each other. So even though Hitler had signed something saying if he's incapacitated or dead, that Goering would be in control. Well, they did away with that because Goering wasn't there to protect it. So they did away with that, and they issued an arrest warrant for Goering. But he said, if I could just get to Eisenhower and talk to him, I'd get all this straightened out. And that's how arrogant he was. Like, my God, man, look at what the damage you people have done.
But you know what? I actually ran into one of his relatives a few years back.
Really?
Yeah.
Hermann Goering?
Yeah, yeah. And the girl said she actually did her genealogy, her bloodline, and it was him. It went all the way back to him.
He was a hero in World War I. As a matter of fact, there's a story where his cook got captured. You know, if you know anything about Goering, you know that he was kind of effeminate, but he was big. He loved to eat. His cook was captured. Well, he flew his Fokker triplane, landed at a British base, got out with his pistol, went in there and said, I want my cook back. And got his cook, put him in his plane, and flew back. He was a hero to the German people, World War I. Yeah, who knows if it's true, but they say it is. Well, let's go ahead and hit this break. This is Clearing the Air, and man did love to eat, and his cook was probably very valuable to him.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Let's talk about trust for a minute. Think about it. You've got to be able to trust your doctors and nurses, police officers and teachers. Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength of someone or something. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. You have to trust that the people coming into your home to clean will kill the germs. Southern Bell's uses professional hospital-grade cleaning products to kill viruses and bacteria. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Nothing like a little elbow grease to truly get the job done. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's cleaning service today. Call 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region. Trust your home to the ones who've earned the trust of the River Region. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service.
When you go to the mechanic in here...
Pass me the torque wrench. Nope, let me have the flamethrower.
That sounds wrong. You know what else sounds wrong? When you hear about the interest they're earning on your savings with the largest banks. But with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account, you could earn much more interest. And hear this. Open a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account in minutes at Marcus.com. You can money.
Comparison made to the three largest U.S. banks measured by total deposits. Rates as of February 4th, 2020 and may vary by state. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Welcome back to the program. You know, I'm constantly amused at the number of studies, expensive, usually prolonged studies, that at the end of them do little more than verify what biblical truth had already established, what we believers already knew. I like to call these the well-duh studies. We have another one. This is from the Savannah Spirit website. What happens when I die? This is easily the most important question mankind has ever asked themselves. No matter your faith, no matter how certain you are, there's always that lingering question of what happens when the eyes close for good. Sure, people have claimed spiritual experiences after death, known as NDE, near-death experiences, but science has yet to be able to prove them real or not, regardless of personal testimonies, until now. Researchers at Southampton University in the UK conducted, back in 2014, a huge study called AWARE. Of course, it had to be an acronym, AWARE, which is Awareness During Resuscitation, a prospective study, one of the largest ever to investigate what happens to consciousness after we die. So far, they come to an important conclusion. They're not really sure, but something's happening. That's definitely a conclusion. Consciousness appears to linger after the final breath and may even unravel after a period of time and go in different directions. Crazy, right? Scientists spent 4 years examining over 2,000 people who had suffered cardiac arrests at 15 hospitals in the U.S., the U.K., and Australia. 40% of those people who survived, described a degree of awareness during the time they were dead and before they were revived. Now, you might call this an NDE, but it's entirely possible that while their hearts weren't beating, they also weren't dead. From the study, the evidence thus far suggests that in the first few minutes after death, consciousness is not annihilated. Whether it fades away afterwards, we do not know, but right after death, consciousness is not lost. We know the brain can't function when the heart has stopped beating. Really? And how do you know that? Never mind, sorry. But in this case, consciousness awareness appears to have continued for up to 3 minutes into the period when the heart wasn't beating, even though the brain typically shuts down within 20 to 30 seconds after the heart has stopped. Wow. Huh. You know, all they had to do is read the Bible and they'd find out all they needed to know about consciousness. But they're not going to do that because they don't believe in the Bible. You know? That's kind of how it works. If they can't feel it, touch it, study it, spend a lot of money on investigating it, they don't believe it happened, or it can happen. And that's just wrong on so many levels. Oh, gosh, I talked about this on David Ernest's show. I got to mention it a little bit, but I understand Tucker Carlson did a show on it, and that would be that a politician, imagine that, head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, a guy named Richard Burr, who, by the way, is a Republican, sold off a significant percentage of his stocks. This was while they were telling us nothing was bad was going to happen. Don't panic. This was right before the stock market took a huge dump. Yeah, he bailed out. And, of course, he had access to the government's most highly classified information about threats to our security and what was going to happen. He would have lost 30%. But he didn't because he bailed out quickly while he's telling us not to bail out. So
there was three of them that did that.
Really? Yeah. I hadn't heard about the other two.
Yeah, there was another guy and a lady. Yeah, she actually had an interview. I saw it on, I think it was on the news. Or, you know how you do those news breaks? Mm-hmm. And I can't remember what it was, local news or cable or whatever.
Yeah.
But, she was trying to defend herself.
Well, interestingly enough, Burr was one of just three senators who, back in 2012, opposed the bill that explicitly barred lawmakers and their staff from using non-public information for trades, and it also required regular disclosure of those trades. Gee, imagine that. You know, it's like I've said, they need to be audited when they go in, audited when they go out, and if they go in with a net worth of, say, $200,000 and they come out being worth $20 million, I'd really kind of like to know why.
Yeah,
I'd like to know how that happened because they're doing something illegal. Because when you get paid $170 or ever what they get paid now, I'm sorry, you're not going to become a multimillionaire after 8 years being up there unless you're doing something illegal. And I believe they are.
Yeah, you got to be up there a long time to become a millionaire.
You should have to be up there a long time, but they're not, you know. Listen to this. This is disgusting. The FBI has been investigating a funeral home accused of selling hundreds of dead bodies to medical training companies without the knowledge of their families. Yeah, this is Colorado. A grand jury in the U.S. state of Colorado has indicted Megan Hess and her mother, Hess. That's an interesting last name, isn't it?
It's German.
Speaking of Nazis, yeah. And her mother, Shirley Koch, or K-O-C-H, Koch, on charges of fraudulently obtaining body parts and then selling them to customers all over the world. They ran the Sunset Mesa Funeral Home in Montrose, 265 miles west of Denver, and they have been tricking relatives into signing papers which handed over the bodies of their loved ones in return for free or discounted funeral expenses. The families of over 2,000 victims are still searching for details on what became of the bodies of their loved ones after the alleged scam, which was run between 2010 and 2018. The Hesses, Ms. Hess had, was allegedly making large profits by trading torsos, heads, and other body parts to a range of specialist companies who sold them to buyers around the world for a variety of purposes, often unrelated to medical training or research. My God, man. What is happening? People have lost their freaking minds.
Wow. Well, when, you know, you said the name Hess, number one.
Bing, 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 bing. Rudolph Hess.
Rudolph Hess. That was the one that came to mind.
Yeah, me too, man. Me too. Absolutely the Nazis. Wow. It's just, wow. You know, I consider myself a student of World War II. I try to read everything I can about it, and I still am just blown away. It was just the circumstances were right for Hitler to come into power. You know, the Treaty of Versailles, everything that was happening to Germany, how downbeaten the German people were. They had nothing. And they were going to have to keep paying reparations, and they were forbidden to start up a military. And this Panzer Commander thing that I've been telling you about, they started practicing tank maneuvers using regular vehicles. This was like in the late 30s, you know. So they were getting ready. They knew what they were going to do. Hitler knew. I mean, everybody knew. If you read Mein Kampf, you knew what his mindset was. You knew what he was going to do. Everybody should have known what he was going to do. And he did it.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, it was... Germany couldn't build a powered aircraft. I mean, they perfected the glider. I mean, did you see it?
Yes,
did you
ever
see the documentary on it?
I haven't seen a documentary on it, yeah. But I know that their scientists were, you know, Peenemunde and all that. They were just brilliant people.
And at the same time, you know, they were building airframes that was way above anything everybody else had built.
Well, the 109 was actually built in the mid 30s, and it competed. It was competitive aircraft all throughout the war, you know?
I think it was 34.
Yeah.
1934.
Yeah. And consider that plane, by the end of the war, was 12 years old, and it could still compete with the Mustang and the P-38 for the most part. But, you know, Germany started losing their good pilots.
Yeah. I mean, with that an inverted V-12 in it, I mean, it was built for maintenance. That's what it was built for. That's the reason why they inverted the V on it. And to keep it from
stalling.
Stalling, yes. And friction.
Spitfire twits, the twitch of the Spitfire, that's funny.
Yeah, and friction. It'll last a lot longer.
Mm-hmm. The Germans, being a pilot wasn't just going to pilot school. It was like a social class. You had to be a gentleman. You had to learn all this different stuff, and it's amazing. And something else I remember, Goering actually won the Blue Max, which is the highest award offered to a Luftwaffe pilot in Germany.
Yeah, did you ever watch the Blue Max?
Yes, George Papard.
Yeah, it came in 1972.
That's about right.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was a great movie. It had James Mason in it, too.
Right.
Yep, all right, let's hit our break. We'll be back.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Kohl. Kohl Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Kohl Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Kohl Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Kohl. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Kohl Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Kohl at 279-8919 or find us at kohlplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Kohl.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If you have plans tonight, we should stay dry until, I think, well after midnight. The chance of showers will start to come back into the area. Overnight low temperature down to about 56. Then for tomorrow, tomorrow night and Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms appear likely from time to time. It's not going to rain all the time. Near 70 for a high Sunday, mid-70s on Monday, and then we'll be back in the low 80s on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Mics are on. Welcome back to the program. We're going to play a video now. This is, I don't know if you know who David Wilcock is. I've got his book. A listener actually gave me his book, which is about like an L.A. phone book. It's like 5 inches thick. It's interesting. It gets into the source or whatever this is. I believe it's God that's in every particle around us. But anyway, this video is called The World's Not Ready for What's About to Come and What's Here. I want you to listen to this. Listen very closely, okay?
Yeah, there's a lot of good information in this, folks. Just pay close attention.
Welcome to a special edition of Beyond Belief. Special because this individual is probably one of the world's foremost thinkers of life. It's none other than our dear friend David Wilcock. David, welcome.
Hey, George, how are you, buddy?
I always like doing these shows with you.
Well, you say that. I don't know if I trust you, though.
Nah, but you don't trust me.
Well, we're kind of in competition because we both have competing shows on the same network.
Yeah, but we're on the same network.
That's true. So it's all really kind of a team effort.
And I will, agree that you're doing very well on this network. And so that doesn't bother me.
Cool. I'm happy to be here. You're one of the best, probably the best interviewer on the planet, in my opinion. And I end up saying things when you talk to me that just wouldn't happen any other way.
We pull it out of you, don't we?
The legacy of shows that you and I have done on Coast are the best radio shows I've ever done. There's no question about that.
We still get people calling about this, and it grows.
It's an exciting time to be on the planet. And what you bring is this presence of such consistency over so many years of holding this legacy that really is the crown jewel of the UFO community, bringing all those talents together, all those people together. And I don't know how the heck you do it, George, night after night. Not only do you have this show, but you're also on the air working all the time.
Have to do it, David. I mean, I have to get the answer out, you know. And people have been for years involved in this area that we all love so dearly, yeah. And that's disclosure. That's to try to get the word out. And you've investigated that with people like Corey Good and, yeah. And your own work. Where are we today with disclosure? Are we getting closer?
There's a lot of interesting things going on, George. You had the guy who was the lead singer from Blink-182, Tom
yep,
DeLonge.
Tom DeLonge.
On your show. And it was actually on your show that he leaked some very provocative stuff, saying that he was in contact with multiple insiders from high levels of the Pentagon, and that they were saying that they wanted to move forward with disclosure. And you were there interviewing him. I mean, why don't you, since we can both kind of co-host and co-talk, tell me some of the things, because this will help set up what I'm going to say. What were some of the things that Tom DeLonge was saying on your show?
Well, he's convinced, and of course, from one of the greatest rock groups out there at that time.
Yeah.
He is convinced that the people that have come to him were real. I think that's important. That's yeah. That's a very important barometer. You have to be able to ascertain whether these people are trying to trick you or not. And he thinks that they were very real, that we've been visited since the beginning of time,
right.
That we have craft, that we have reverse technology. But I think one of the most telltale things that he's been able to say is that there seems to be some unwritten agreement between our government and extraterrestrials for some shared knowledge, and maybe even shared people. You know, I'm convinced that the abduction phenomenon is real, we know about it, and we can't stop it. And to me, it's kidnapping.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think that as when you had Corey on your show and we talked about the interstellar, intergalactic slave trade mm-hmm. that's going on here, that's one of the most disturbing aspects of disclosure that we're going to have to deal with as this all starts to come out.
It's not all benevolent, is it?
No. And, George, you and I are essentially frontiersmen. We're out there in the Wild West with our six guns at our side where there's no law and order. We're trying to make sense out of this whole thing. We're in new territory.
I'm Wyatt Earp. You're Doc Holliday.
I'm Doc Holliday. Shh. This is going to happen, George. It's going to break out. The Tom DeLonge thing shocked me because it reveals a trend line in which the people that are speaking to Tom DeLonge are saying, we're ready to go. We want you to help us get the public acclimated to the truth.
Is something holding them back from going and telling us?
Yeah.
Because I'm waiting, and you're waiting.
I think they're terrified because, and this is one of the reasons why I think they've put some big chips on the table behind Tom DeLonge's position. If you want to look at it as gambling, they're gambling on him. They got a big pile of chips in the poker game right there. Why? Because he's trying to say, hey, look, everybody, they didn't mean to do anything wrong. They kept this a secret because they were worried about the collapse of society. If we learned it too quickly, some of the things that were going on, like abduction, are so disturbing that people are not going to want to hear this truth. They're not going to want to have the truth because the truth is very uncomfortable. It's possible that disclosure will involve a mass trauma in which many people who have, up until now, had a great deal of ignorance about this issue are suddenly discovering that the entirety of their experience as a human being has been a lie. And it's a nest of lies within lies within lies. It's just unbelievable.
You had told us on Coast to Coast a couple of years ago, and you were convinced that President Barack Obama
yeah.
was going to be flanked by a couple ETs and was going to come forward and tell all. It hasn't happened yet. Why not?
That
and do
plan.
You still believe it?
Well, here's what happened. That occurred in July 2009 while we were interviewing an insider named Pete Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
And he had contacts with three different people who were at the very bleedingly highest level of mainstream network news and network television. I'm not going to say who they are or what networks they were from.
Real people.
I could probably get them killed if I do.
Yeah.
Okay? But we had a lot of off-camera discussion about this. Every major cable channel had a specific period of time that was booked out, and I believe, if I remember correctly, the date was November 27th, 2009. There was going to be an announcement that involved five different extraterrestrial groups, most of which look like us, look human, or at least humanoid, and there are others that are not.
Mm-hmm.
And they were apparently going to step forward and reveal themselves to humanity with Obama. The other thing that we really haven't covered that much, I've mentioned it a little bit, was not only were there five black ops groups that closed in on this once they found out about it and made absolutely sure that it wasn't going to happen.
So they did not want this disclosure
at all. No, no, no. There's a lot of groups that stand to lose tremendously from this because as soon as we, and I'll get back to the other story, but we'll go off onto this for a second.
Yeah.
As soon as we reveal that, where's my anti-gravity machine? Where's my land speeder?
Where's my free electricity?
Where's my free energy?
Yeah.
Where's my teleportation?
Where's my longevity in life?
Yeah,
right?
Because no disease is actually necessary. No disease needs to be suffered by anyone. The technology already exists. We don't need to have a Pacific garbage patch. We could get rid of all the stuff that's causing problems for the Earth. California could become a business state in which its largest business that it exports is water.
Yep.
Because we already have technology that can desalinate ocean water, create free energy in the process, mm-hmm. and the byproduct will generate any element on the periodic table that
yes.
you want.
And you just pipe it away.
This was discovered by MIT scientists, and it is ready to go. We could have huge water desalination turbines that power the entire American power grid and
export. No, it makes sense. It makes sense.
So, look, why don't they want us to know this stuff? There are certain groups whose goal is what they call depopulation.
Depopulation, control, and money. I've always said, David, follow the money, and you'll get your answer.
I mean, it actually makes me pissed off. I have a heart rate increase, and I feel this.
Well, don't get yourself sick.
George.
That would make me then the highest rated show on the Gaia television network, though.
If I actually lose it, right,
you
on your
gone.
Show.
Hmm.
It's unconscionable that guys like you and me are considered fringe. What could possibly be more interesting than the stuff that you and I are talking about?
And realistic.
What's more relevant to everybody's daily life than this idea that there are already beings here who are so advanced that they have been able to largely conceal their identities from us, only leaving us a trail of breadcrumbs so that if you want to find out, you can. But if you don't want the truth, you can conveniently stay an ostrich.
You know, we don't see cases like we used to. You know, Lonnie Zamora, the dead New Mexico police officer, now he's passed on, who saw a craft and a couple beings outside. We used to get cases of burned out areas, indentations where tripods would land. Why don't we get that anymore?
It's important to understand, George, that there is a cosmic free will principle that these extraterrestrials have to follow. And we've heard this from ancient religious texts. We've heard this from modern.
You also heard that from me. Let's hit this quick break. We'll come back and finish this.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
What we do is who we are. That's why the Alabama Department of Labor wants to help you find a job you love, no matter your education or experience. So ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the program. We're listening to a David Wilcock interview. The world is not ready for what is about to be revealed. Let's get back into this.
Modern revealed teachings like the Law of One. We've also had things happening like beings contacting Corey Good directly, supposedly, and I believe it's true, and telling him this. These ETs are essentially either going to fall into one of two categories, primarily. There's some that are neutral, but not very many. They're either extremely benevolent, and they would be the equivalent of angels in the Bible, or they are highly, highly, highly evil.
As David Jacobs would say.
Yes. And the most evil of them are the ones who are essentially looking like what we would think the devil is. You got reptilian skin, you got vertical slit pupils. They're very large. They could be 12 feet tall. They apparently, in some cases, actually do eat human beings.
Oh, great.
Which is not something we want. And they are living off of the fear of humanity.
Could there be a combination of both, the benevolent and the evil?
Well, what I'm saying is we're being visited by both. Both of them are involved in our lives. Both of them are contacting people on Earth. They have to start. There's certain laws in the universe where they have to begin telepathically, but then they can transition into an in-person contact. So everybody, I would recommend, if you haven't already seen it, go watch the Cosmic Disclosure episode where we bring in William Tompkins.
On the Gaia TV network.
Yeah, 94-year-old guy who was there in World War II as a high-ranking Navy debriefer of 29 embedded spies who were in the German secret space program at the time. And what he revealed was that telepathic contact with reptilian ETs was established through various German secret society groups like the Thule Society, the Vril Society, and it led to an in-person physical contact in which these reptilians, or what they call the Draco, actually formed an alliance with the Nazis to conquer not just the Earth, but other worlds. Now, these beings, these negative beings, actually require fear as a food supply. It's an energetic nutrition that they get off of causing as much war and pain and chaos on Earth as possible.
Well, they're doing a good job doing it.
This planet has become an oasis for them. They are essentially living off of our collective dis-ease and our ignorance.
Does this knowledge that you possess, does it scare you?
You have to realize this, George. It's so important. The negative can only do what it is authorized to do by our own free will. Authorization
those are the
is key.
Rules.
Those are the rules. So they have to tell us what they're doing. They have to hide it out in the open. One movie after another after another. Go, if you haven't already seen it, it was really pumped up by the media, this big film, Batman versus Superman.
I haven't seen that.
Nobody did, because the people who did were so disturbed, George. The whole movie, from the beginning, blatantly in your face, like they take the glove off and they slap you across the face, Superman is Lucifer. Superman is the fallen angel.
Wow. Why would they do that?
Because that's their religion. Because
to destroy an icon.
People don't like the truth, okay? It's uncomfortable, it's unpleasant, and so it's much easier to attack guys like you and me. That feels better. That's how you can suck your thumb and get into a fetal position at night and, oh, there's no evil in the world, you know? Come on.
Heck, I remember when I first came into Coast to Coast, David, after having 9 years' experience as a Navy officer, people would accuse me of being a disinformation officer.
I know.
And I laughed about it. It's ridiculous. But they really thought that I was planted into the show to create disinformation.
Everybody in our field is accused of being on the take, or that we're only doing this for money, or that we're only doing this because we want to be famous. But the money is not there. The fame is not there. We're doing good enough that we can live in Los Angeles. You and I can live in Los Angeles, but it's not like we're rich. You're not pulling up in a Rolls Royce here.
No.
I mean, it's ridiculous. The accusations we hear. The point is, George.
However, would you get my car after this interview is done, please?
I'll let the butler do that. I can't stop people from being terrified of the truth. I can't stop that. But what I can do is I can inform you about the truth so that it's less scary once you get the big picture. So yes, let's get right down to it, which is that there is a very powerful super entity of corporations that are controlled by a central group that is ultimately a Luciferian religious cult.
We all know their names. We don't mention them for fear of lawsuits because it's difficult to prove, but they're out there. They're the very rich and famous.
They honestly believe that Lucifer is the misunderstood benevolent hero, that that's actually God, and that the God that cast Lucifer out of heaven is the bad guy.
He's the bad guy.
Because Lucifer, you know, pointed the whistle, blew the finger.
So they're satanic.
I can't even talk
they're
right now.
They're satanic, aren't they? You're laughing.
Because I meant to say blow the whistle, point the finger, but I kind of got a spoonerism. Like when you say shake a tower instead of take a shower. It's my mind is off in other dimensions, George. I'm multiplexed out throughout.
Well, you're under a lot of stress and pressure.
This stuff does upset me. It's upsetting to talk about this because they're real. They're as serious as a heart attack. And if it wasn't for these universal laws, they would have taken me out.
I think they would have.
They've tried and tried and tried. I have been given death threats directly from the Rothschilds 3 different times. They have actually had somebody that they could talk to.
Straw parties.
It's from them, through this person, to me, 3 times. Direct death threats from the Rothschilds. Shut up, or we're going to take you out. And I'm still doing it.
You're still doing it.
Because what they really try to do is they try to lure you in with a honey trap that gets you to authorize your own death.
But you need to be careful. And let me tell you why. We are being plagued with naturopathic doctors being murdered. That's happening all around the country, all around the planet these days. We have had biochemists killed. Stephen Quayle and I have talked about that for years. They're getting to these people who are those that would be able to fight back with their knowledge of alternative medicine and things like that.
And we've been having these things happen, David, since the beginning of time. Strange deaths occurring around some people who wanted to go public about some things in the presidential campaigns.
Sure.
They've died. A person who they claim committed suicide, obviously, they said got killed on his left side, but he's right-handed. So, I mean, who does that?
And nobody took his wallet or his keys or anything.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah. Just leave him there.
And they claimed it was a robbery. They robbed him of nothing. So, in your case, you need to be careful.
It's not going to stop me. You know,
you can't.
I'm going to quote
you
Abraham
can't let
Lincoln.
Them win.
I think I did this on your show before, but it's worth saying it again. I'd rather die once at the hand of an assassin than die every day in fear of assassination.
If you could get one thing disclosed right now, beyond a shadow of a doubt, what topic, what specific area would that be?
Well, let me give a thoughtful instead of a sarcastic answer, because we could joke around all day.
We've known each other too much.
Yeah, I know, I know. We've had parties at some of these things, and wild things have taken place.
Well, I left before the wild things took place.
Well, but you had a few drinks in you, though. And that if you hadn't left, it could have gotten bad. We had some very interesting and amazing women showing up, and let's just leave it there.
So, so you can reveal one thing, not about this, but you reveal one thing that you've been working on all your life. What would it be? If you
honestly
could get that answer.
I would want the world to know about ascension. I would want the world to know that we are very, very close. And all the people on the inside know this. This is the key of disclosure. We are very close to some sort of energetic shift that the sun is going to do. Our new insider, William Tompkins, knows all about it. Pete Peterson knows all about it. Every insider at the highest levels.
Are they concerned?
It depends on who you're talking to and where they are. But what everybody agrees on is that this is a massive consciousness shift. And therefore, if you look at the amount of validation that we see in the major world religions, including the Islamic Bible, the Quran, mm-hmm. the Bible, obviously, it's all over the place
the
in
Torah.
There. The Jewish Bible, the Torah, you betcha. I mean, it's in Buddhism, it's in Hinduism, it's everywhere. And yet, how can we be so ignorant about this? If there is some sort of natural event that's going to take place that takes our certainty of being a spiritual being and makes it absolutely certain, where there's no veil left, where we are wide open to reality and our greater spiritual identity, I would want more people to know about that so they can prepare for it.
Of course.
Because these religious texts were intended to give you thousands of years of lead time to prepare for it. And what we're hearing is that our own military-industrial complex has very powerful ships now that can defeat the reptilians.